The risk of having a heart attack or a stroke rises during the holiday season, with a spike in cardiac deaths between Christmas and New Year's. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on what's behind the Christmas coronary effect and how to spot signs of heart trouble before it's too late.
The risk factors that put people at risk of having a heart attack are present all year long, but the holidays seem to serve as a tipping point, says Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones. He's a cardiologist who leads the Framingham Heart Study at Boston University School of Medicine.
Certainly the weather is a contributor, but also things like the infections that get us during the winter time, changes in our lifestyle, disruptions in our routines, and also the stress of the holiday season.
Too much merrymaking with rich foods and alcohol can strain the heart. Too much sodium can increase blood pressure, forcing the heart to work harder. And though stress is ever present, an acute stressor that activates the fight-or-flight response brought on by an argument or a difficult situation could be part of the perfect storm.
When we're under acute stress, things like our blood pressure can spike, and that puts extra strain on the cardiovascular system and can be a trigger for heart attacks and strokes.
Some people mistake symptoms of a heart attack for indigestion or overeating, but here are the classic warning signs.
Sudden onset, usually of heavy pressure in the middle of the chest, or sudden unexpected shortness of breath. Those are really two cardinal symptoms that people should never ignore. Anything that's profound or severe between the belly button and the nose is something you should be paying attention to.
For some people, signs can be more subtle, especially for women, such as feeling lightheaded or having pain in the jaw, neck, or back. The risk of having a stroke also rises this time of year, and a stroke presents much differently. To spot signs, there's a mnemonic device known as FAST.
F-A-S-T. That is to say, if you notice facial drooping, which is the F, or if you have arm or leg weakness on one side, or sudden speech difficulty, then it's time to call 911.
Amid holiday travel and gatherings, healthy habits may fall to the wayside. And with disrupted routines, people also tend to forget medications, such as heart and blood pressure medications, says Luke Laffin, a preventive cardiologist at the Cleveland Clinic.
It's important to make sure that you have enough medicines for throughout your trip. And then if you're going on a plane, for example, make sure you put it in your hand luggage so you're not stuck in another city without your bags and your medicine.
Laffin says he has seen the Christmas coronary effect play out, and he says it's important not to delay or avoid seeking care. He cautions people not to talk themselves out of going to the ER, thinking that their symptoms will pass.
No one's ever going to fault you for going to the emergency department if your symptoms are concerning enough.
And oftentimes when people suspect a heart attack, that's exactly what it is.
If someone comes to the hospital with an ongoing heart attack, the more quickly we restore blood flow with a stent, it can make the difference between someone living essentially a normal life versus living their life with heart failure.
Better to be safe than sorry. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.